Editor. Why is Parks Canada catering to an elite group that apparently needs early starts and late returns to access some of the region's most popular routes? While some of these routes appeal to a select number of climbers, surely there are numerous other mountains and routes on which to hone their skills. Has the climbing community considered the fact that wildlife is at its most active during the early morning and late evening hours? Yet, it is apparent that whenever, wherever the public demands access, wildlife is of secondary concern and must struggle in its attempts to survive and thrive. Consider the fact grizzly bears are a threatened species in Alberta and the Moraine Lake region contains prime grizzly habitat. The area known as Whitehorn Road is not accessible early in the day because François Mass, park superintendent for Lake Louise, Yoho, and Kootenay Field Unit stated, "We've committed to not create traffic on that stretch of road during key times for movement of wildlife." He also mentioned, "That's because of protection of the Whitehorn Wildlife Corridor." If there truly is such concern for wildlife, why is Parks Canada rolling out this untimely shuttle? UCPMLA Mike Ellis recently stated, "I support the Alberta government's efforts as we work towards an ambitious goal of growing our province's visitor economy to more than $20 billion by 2035. With such an attitude, I fear the ecological integrity of national parks and wild spaces is at enormous risk, as are the creatures which inhabit them. It is prudent to mention March 22 as World Water Day and reflect on the devastating consequences of a lack of water for all life." Carol Tracy, Calgary.